This misinterpretation has led Christians to teach that heaven has always existed. Because they say, well, when it says in Genesis 1:1 that God created the heaven and the earth, it's not referring to that eternal abode. It's referring to the atmosphere or space, because heaven has always existed. Okay, that's what they want to teach. And look, you could obviously see how people could get mixed up with that. You know, it's like, well, heaven, God lives in heaven, therefore, because God is eternal, therefore, heaven is eternal also. But what we have to understand is that the Bible actually tells us that the high and lofty one, God, inhabiteth eternity. Right. And eternity is something that existed prior to heaven even being created. Okay? Eternity is not something that is subject to time, space, or matter. It's something that's beyond that. If we were to describe heaven or prior to Genesis 1:1, we would just say eternity past. Because here's the thing, God has always been. You understand? Heaven is used as a reference point to us, for us. Okay? And I'll explain what I mean in just a bit. Now, think about this. You know, if heaven was created, which it was, the question is, why was it created? Right? Like, why would God, he doesn't need somewhere to abide in. God has always existed. What's the purpose of heaven being created? Well, we can simply answer this by examining its counterpart in the creation story, which is earth. Because it says God created the heaven and the earth. Now, let me ask you, why was earth created? To be inhabited, right? He created it so that man can inhabit the earth, have dominion over all things. Look at verse 26. It says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So we see there that God created earth because he wanted man to inhabit the earth. He wanted man to have dominion over the fish, over the beasts of the field, over all things. And so when we look at that, we can apply that to heaven and say, well, God created heaven to be inhabited by man as well. You say, well, that doesn't really make sense. If he created earth to be inhabited by man, why would you say that he made heaven to be inhabited by man also? Well, I'll tell you why. Because God created heaven with the foreknowledge that heaven would one day occupy the righteous. You see, God knew before the laying of the foundation of the world that man would sin, he would die spiritually, would need a redeemer, that he would send his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for all of mankind to redeem and reconcile the world back unto him, and that those people would need a specific place to go to, which is heaven. So he created heaven with the foreknowledge that one day it would accommodate righteous people, okay, righteous souls or spirits. You understand?